Conakry-based journalist Maseko Conde says many people he has talked to say the deal did not go far enough.
Ça circule partout, dans tous les quartiers, que demain, lundi, ça va
battre. He says guarantees to lower the prices of rice and gasoline are not seen as sufficient. He also says Guineans now want the ailing and erratic president, Mr. Conte, out.
J'ai vu à Marina, je viens du plus grand marché du pays.
He says many people stocked up on goods Sunday at an open market, fearing there will be a new protest march on Monday. He says people he has talked to in the interior of Guinea are also expressing disappointment. Strike leader Ibrahima Fofana, who announced the deal on Saturday, tells VOA he understands the frustration. He says it was not possible to change everything at once, but that important steps will be taken. He also says if Mr. Conte backs off from anything, union leaders are ready to resume their protest. The diabetic chain-smoking president must now follow through on his pledge to appoint a consensus prime minister with increased powers. The deal also calls for capping the price of staple goods and gas, pursuing the prosecution of two of the president's allies in a corruption probe, and making January 22nd a national day of remembrance for the dozens of protesters killed in a security crackdown. A local analyst with U.S.-based Human Rights Watch, Dustin Sharp, says many Guineans have the feeling, even though the protest was union-led, that union leaders are now, in his words, selling out to Mr. Conte.
I think it's important not to forget that the unions only represent, in a literal way, a very small portion of Guinean workers. The reason that it's turned into a mature movement is there's been a certain sense of solidarity and agreement with the general principles that the unions were perceived to represent. I think it is possible that certain portions of the population won't accept it.
One move that could placate angry Guineans is the immediate naming of a popular prime minister. But another analyst, Gilles Yabi, with Brussels-based International Crisis Group, says that could prove difficult.
I don't have the feeling that they have a candidate. I think they just said that they want a prime minister who have not been associated to the corruption or to any financial scandal in the past of the country.
Mr. Conte has not had a prime minister since last April. Since then, prices have continued to soar, while government services have crumbled even more. Mr. Conte has been in power since a coup in 1984. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。